them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. God's plan, God's plan, God's plan.
Okay, we are back. God's plan. Well, let's see what's going on this weekend, this week, the 2018 Masters. Tiger Woods is back, people.
Hold it. I know that was Drake, and I know that was God's plan, and I ain't trying to step on nobody's toes, but the likes of Drake and many others, contemporary singers, will never be confused with the likes of David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Lou Rawls, Jerry Butler.
We'll bring Levi Stubbs.
Come on, we'll bring those artists in when we need to.
All
right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't, when it fits what we're talking about. Yeah, but you know, guys are stumbling with the words and the. Come on with that. Come on, man. Look, ain't too proud to beg. Since I lost my baby, what's going on, Mark?
Well, you can bring your music selection in.
Come on,
Rock. Bill?
My bad.
I should have said nothing.
I said too much. But speaking of saying too much, before you get to the Masters, now you owe our guest an apology. You bring the brother on to talk about golf, to enlighten people. You know me and Trev don't know nothing about golf. We're trying to learn something. And then you jump on him for answering your question. Now, I think you should apologize.
And I told him that I would challenge him because I know there's a lot of people out there listening to us that feel that baseball is harder than golf.
But so how about this?
We had to go into detail.
How about this? Here's how we settle this, Trev. Ladies and gentlemen, Trev, our producer in the corner, the master of all that goes on in his room. How about this? How about a head-to-head between you and Rock on the golf course? Why don't we do that? Because you know I'm a promoter now. I can set it up.
I'm for it. Let's do it.
Oh, he didn't hesitate, Rock.
I'm for it. Let's do it. I'm ready.
I'm ready to up my game. He learned from the previous session, you know, you just don't lay down.
He's stepping up now.
Hey, to be the best, you got to play the best, right?
The Shelly Cat brought the beast out of you.
Hey.
All right. Well, go ahead. Let's get to that Masters because now that part I am excited about, and we do want to see, I mean, not only minorities, not only blacks, a lot of people are glad that Tiger Woods is back. He's great for the game. He's certainly great for the money in the game. And there's a lot of people thinking, hoping that he can show up big time at the Masters.
Even the odd makers. I just got a piece of paper here that says Las Vegas odd makers have tabbed him 9-1 favorite to beat the likes of Day,
what?
McIlroy, Dustin Johnson,
what?
Bubba Watson, and Phil Mickelson. 9-1.
He's a bad man.
9-1.
Now, his last major he won was in 2008.
What do you think?
My heart says one thing, but my head says no.
Well, you don't think with your heart, Rock. Let's go. Well, what is it? Who do you like?
Who do I like? I like, personally, I like Dustin Johnson.
Okay. Well, and why do you like Dustin Johnson? Is he the longest hitter on tour? Is that one of the reasons you like Dustin Johnson?
Well, it's something about being number one, isn't it?
Gives you some motivation.
He's the number one golfer in the world, Dustin Johnson.
Do you think it might be too early for Tiger in his reemergence? Might it still be too early for his game to be at the level that it needs to be to win the Masters? Might that be worthy of consideration?
Well, look, Bill, let me take this one. I mean, my man Tiger Woods, he has a brand new back. He has a brand new back. He's ready. He's been playing good golf.
And his ex-girlfriend is on his case about getting paid, too. So let's hope.
Which one?
Well, it's being reported now that one of his exes, he was supposed to pay her some money to shut up, and it's looking like a Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels thing.
Nobody was messing with Tiger when he wasn't back.
When he had 14 women, he was the best in the world.
Exactly. Okay.
But let me hit you with facts. Y'all hit with this stuff that's not relevant.
Well, we make stuff
it's
up.
It's very relevant,
here.
Rock. It's very relevant.
Having a fuse back, and I believe his mental part of the game, he's still missing by one tick. As you can see, the last couple of weeks that he played, he was close. But I can speak from experience that the layoff and being in that tough competition, you're bound to make the mental mistake that the other ones aren't making, even though you may be his and tails better than them. But they've been in the throes doing it. And I think Tiger has a real good chance, but I don't see him winning the Masters, not this year.
Look, I have Tiger winning the Masters, period. He is ready. Here's the deal. Tiger has
and
not.
And you can walk down the street in New York and shoot somebody and still make president.
No, right? I wouldn't even.
But more realistically, you had
make
Kansas,
that statement more like other crazy people.
More realistically, you had Kansas winning the NCAA tournament.
And
so,
I did. I missed out on that one. But
I mean,
I have so Tiger. And
before our listeners start
taking
money out the bank, put it on Tiger because you said so.
Let me tell you why. And again. You know, Rock mentioned his heart and he mentioned his head. I'm using both. Both my heart and my head, they're aligned. Okay? Tiger is ready to win because when you haven't competed on a consistent basis for like 3 or 4 years and you come back after that layoff and you play 5, 6 different tournaments and you rank or you finish in the top 5 of major tournaments, you're competing against the best in the world. You get off your couch after 3 or 4 years and you finish in the top 5 consistently and you're getting better. The last tournament that he played in, I believe, was the Arnold Palmer Invitational, where he was one behind with 3 holes to go or 4 holes to go.
And lost by 6.
Hit the ball in the water. Hit the ball in the water. One hole.
That one tick, right?
Exactly. One hole just tore the whole tournament up for him. But he still finished, I think, 5.
But Lord knows.
In that particular tournament.
Lord knows you and I will never disagree on this show. But to the point of our guest, the golf expert that we brought on, I think possibly a more fair analogy might be, for like a guy like Steph Curry, who, in many people's opinion, is the best shooter the NBA has ever seen. Of course, I will remind people you need to get a Pete Maravich tape before you offer that. But that being said, if you're out of the game 3 or 4 weeks, your shot's going to be off. And you got to find that rhythm again. You got to find that shot. So I think the analogy that you're offering is he may be back to being Tiger, but it might be that one little thing you make mention of, like that stroke,
that shot,
that could cost you to win, even Correct. Though you're back.
Because he was one down when he hit that shot. He looked at the scoreboard and he said, hey, I'm in the hunt. So instead of hitting a shot that he may have been hitting all day, he said, let me try this one. And he hits it out of bounds.
Well, look, Kev, I think you're on record. And I'm wanting to concur with you because I want it to happen. So maybe we can put our willfulness together and help push Tiger through. But certainly in your mind, you're thinking that he's ready to win.
I do, and I can't emphasize it more than I have already. And again, it's not just with my heart, it's with my head too. I mean, Tiger Rock is playing good golf. Now, you know.
Good golf. Tiger's used to playing great golf.
But he's on his way, and I think this weekend it will be great golf. But the thing about it, you have to remember, you had, I'm trying to think of the one that just won after 14 months, Rory.
Phil Mickelson.
No, Rory.
Rory McIlroy. Yes.
When he just won a couple weeks ago, it was the first time he won in 14 months. You mentioned Phil Mickelson.
Yes.
The last time he won was probably about a month ago, and that was the first time he won in 4 years.
Yes.
Okay?
But he's been playing.
He has been playing, but it goes to the point of what I said before, when you could get off your couch and go and compete against the best in the world. Now, we're not just talking about the nation. Golf is an international sport. You're playing against the best in the world and consistently finish in the top 5. You're a bad boy.
Rock, welcome to my world, Rock. This is what I have to deal with every week.
I see.
And it's not easy. But I keep coming back anyway. So welcome to my world.
Because I provide the knowledge that you lack.
Well, thank you so much for that. So that being said, give us phone number, email address, website, whatever you want people to know to get in touch with you if they want the book, if they want training, if they want their young people involved in your organization. Let's get some information out so people can get to you.
Okay, my website is wpmjga.org. You can click on our website. You can get phone number information and anything you need to know, including my book, From the Ghetto of the Green. And hopefully, Kevin, you will get a later version than the one you got when I first wrote.
I'm a little behind, Rock.
Well, tell us about the book, real quick. What's the book all about?
The book is a biography of really written, dedicated to my mother, who raised 8 kids as a single parent. And we lost my mother in 2009. But it tells a story about how great of a woman she was. You talk about the Me Too movement. I don't think that a lot of that would have went on with my mother. For example, I share in my book that I thought my mother had a left jab like Muhammad Ali and a right hand like George Foreman. And sometimes she forgot she had a pot or pan in her hand. So there was no talking back to my mother.
Well, I think everybody in this room was raised by mothers and grandmothers like that, because I had a grandmother that would hit you with whatever was closest to her. A lamp, ironing board, a mop, whatever it was. But that kind of discipline that we grew up under made the difference. So,
big difference.
Your mom to be applauded, raising 8 children. My mother will tell you that she deserves a medal for just raising me. So it goes without saying.
I could agree with her also. Big time.
So the website information again
is wpmjga.org. When you go to the website, any information you want, you'll see a picture of me on it. And you can get any information that you want just by simply clicking on need information. My phone number is on there. I'll give it out. It's a public phone number. It's 412-292-8175. Look forward to hearing from anyone.
You shouldn't have done that, Rock. You're going to have everyone calling you, disagreeing with you and everything, telling you that I was right, that Tiger's the man, and you know he's gonna get it done. So tell your phone number one more time.
I just know you'll probably be paying them.
But so your book is more about your personal self, not so much about golf.
Correct.
Okay.
But in it, it has some things about golf.
Yeah.
How the cut line in the book is, success lies just beyond your comfort zone. Success lies just beyond your comfort zone.
And it's hard to get there.
Yeah.
It's hard to get there.
And just a couple more follow-up questions regarding your opinion on Tiger. Because he's on number 14 right now for majors.
Having a hard time letting this go, huh?
Hey, I'm just talking about what's relevant, my man. So he's on number 14. Jack Nicklaus, he's at 18. He's the all-time leader of majors.
Yep. That's correct.
Will Tiger do it? What do you think?
No.
You don't think he'll break the record?
No.
Okay.
And the reason being is the fear of Tiger has gone. They don't respect him with that fear that he used to impart, that if he was within 2 strokes, they start crumbling.
He's coming to get you.
Now these boys, they say, come get me, Tiger. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to chase me down.
Trev, this recording is be around a while, right? I want to make sure all of this is saved, what Rock is telling us here, because I believe he will break it. I believe he will now.
Now, Jack was 48 when he got his 18th, and Tiger's 41, 42.
He's 42 right now. But 48, 20 years ago, it's a lot different than 48 today.
Yeah, but Tiger,
especially with the equipment and everything.
But Tiger, with his illnesses, got about a 60-year-old
body. Tell me
body.
Anything you want. Tiger's going to break it, all right?
Well, is his back now set for? Is he? I mean, you never know, of course. But has the surgery repaired it to the point where he doesn't really have to be concerned about it anymore?
From what I'm seeing, I say yes, but you just never know. It's like Kyrie. When Kyrie was with Cleveland, I would say he's just one crossover away from being out of the game.
So that was only one of two questions. The second question, you know, Tiger sitting there at 79 PGA Tour event wins.
Yep.
So the person in front of him is Sam Snead.
With how many?
With, I think it's 85?
83, I believe.
Okay, I thought he needed six more to surpass him.
Then you know more than me, but go ahead.
Okay.
Our guy can look that up real quick, but.
Yeah, Trev.
But Trev, ask your question. Go ahead, ask your question.
All right, so he's sitting there at 79. I know Tiger has 79, Jack has 73. So he's already beyond Jack as far as PGA Tour events. Do you think he'll break Sam Snead's record?
Yes.
Okay, because it's much easier winning PGA Tour events versus majors, right?
Correct.
And why is that, Rock?
There's four majors a year. Four majors. You got four chances a year. And I believe that Tiger got three good years to win those majors.
Okay. But what I was looking for is the field, okay? Because for the majors, you have the best of the best. Everybody will be there, right? For the PGA Tour events, you might have, if there's, you know, you might only have five of the top 20 players for some events, right?
Yes.
That's the major difference. And that's probably why you feel he has a better chance at winning those versus the majors.
Correct.
Okay.
Because all these other guys are pointing toward majors. Majors are what defines your career.
So there's four Super Bowls.
Yes.
In golf per year.
Yes.
And then you have, on top of that, Rock, you have something new. You have the FedEx Cup.
Not quite new because Tiger's playoffs, won it right? 2 years.
Well, look, why?
So Trev just looked up the total wins, and Rock was right. 82 wins for Sam Snead, 79 for Tiger, and 73 for Jack.
Well, and what's not new about that is Rock's been right all day, ever since he got here. You the only one having a hard time.
Well,
that.
Rock isn't right about who's going to win the Masters.
So the fact that Rock was right about next that week ain't nothing new. But I'm gonna piggyback with you on this one. I got him, and I know very little about the game, but I got him winning two more majors. It just seems like his age and the difficulties with his aging body and the time allotted. I just went out and said, hey, I hope he can get two more majors. But be it one, two, three, or four, you know, we're all hoping that he eclipses the great Jack Nicklaus, but it remains to be seen. But what I have to remind people of is, while you and Rock consider where and when we're going to promote this one-on-one, let me remind our listeners that you're listening to Soul Take Champions Live, and you can connect with us on Twitter. We be tweeting like the president.
No, hold up, though. How many strokes are you giving me, man?
How many strokes are you giving me? He wants strokes.
hey, Bill, anybody that knows me knows that I don't give strokes.
If you don't want the whooping,
I was just testing you, Rob.
If you don't want the
whooping,
don't come
any.
Get it.
I was just testing you. I don't need any.
You don't need any?
Let's do it.
And you're not going to get any.
You're not getting any. Soul Take Champions Live at STCL Sports. That's our Twitter hookup. And you can check us out every Wednesday at 7 on Soul Take Champions Live or listen to the recorded show at your convenience. It is, in fact, in the clouds. And we're going to tail away from this golf thing that clearly Kev could talk about until the cows come home. But we need to talk about another big event that just went on. The NCAA championship was won by Villanova, 79-62 over Michigan. And Rock, you played some basketball in your time, so you'll be able to dove in on this conversation. But Loyola lost to Michigan 69-57. And Villanova took out Cavs' number one choice, Kansas, 95-79. So Villanova wins it all. Second time in 3 years. Got a little bit of a stronghold on NCAA basketball. Looks like they'll be set again for next year. I wasn't at all surprised. As a matter of fact, somebody owes me $5. I ain't naming nobody. But somebody Rock knows. But somebody Rock knows owes me $5.
It's not me
about last night's game.
It's not me.
And
did you even stay up, Bill?
Come on, man.
You know, it was kind of late last night. Did you even stay up for a game?
I'm old, but I ain't.
But I think he betted my wife.
No. His wife bet me. There's a difference. And look, I want my $5.
Just tell him. Say, Bill, you ain't getting the money.
But I was telling people. Just tell him. But you know, you had to know going in. And we certainly thought that all the teams in the Final Four were worthy of a win and capable of a win. But I think everybody deep down, probably for the last month and a half, maybe 2 months, felt that Villanova was the best team in the country.
No doubt.
Had a lot of weapons. And they start coming at you. Then they bring a cat off the bench for 31 that you wasn't counting on in practice and in your walkthrough and your game plan. When you bring it like that, it's kind of like the old Chicago Bulls. And they're bringing cats off the bench that can light you up for 9, 10, 11, 15 points that you wasn't counting on. But from my position, Villanova's the better team. And pretty good game until the last 5 minutes of the game, maybe 7 minutes. I mean, you know, they kind of had a
they had a little bit of a
glimmer. Had they been able to hit a three or two, Michigan could have gotten back in it. But it didn't pan out that way. So at a time when, you know, timing is everything, Rob.
Yeah,
they say it. And who better to hit it on the head in terms of timing than the all-time assist leader at the University of Pittsburgh? I mean, the assist is about timing. Now, you and I understand that, and certainly Darrell Porter understands that. Clearly, Kevin has no clue about the assist, the art of the assist, giving the ball up for somebody else.
Takes you the hole,
well, I'm just saying.
Give me the ball. Yeah, I'll
give
take
the
you
ball
the
up. You know, Connie Hawkins used to tell me all the time, the objective is to get the ball from point A to point B as fast as you can and get it to the person closest to the hoop to score. That's how the game should be played.
That's old school.
Old school basketball. So we welcome to the show Darrell Porter. Perry Traditional Academy double threat. Did you play any baseball? You're a triple threat man. Play a little baseball.
Do you golf, Darrell? You golf?
Four threat.
Track? What'd you run in track?
I did the long jump.
Okay. Okay. So that was just to get the fourth
and
letter.
And then you said
that was just to get the fourth letter. You wasn't out there serious. Let me get these four letters in and set a little Perry Traditional Academy. Answer Kevin before he loses his mind because he's golf crazy in here today, man.
I golf occasionally.
You golf occasionally. What's the hardest sport? Baseball or golf?
Golf.
Golf.
So okay. All right. Will you shut up now? Right. Will you shut up now?
You need you need some really good skills on the golf course. I was lucky. I had a par on my first time out, and the next three or four times I was wishing I could get a par.
So what's a par? That's the average that you're supposed to.
Yeah, you're supposed to get, like, if the hole is par four, then you're supposed to do four strokes to do it. Or if it's par three, you're supposed to do whatever the stroke allotment, that's what.
So maybe if it's just easier for some people to play golf than baseball, golf is easier.
That's not what he said.
No. Golf is a lot more difficult.
No, listen. You've been listening. No, you haven't. No, you haven't been listening. I apologize, but this has been going on for a while. But let's get back to NCAA, and Darrell Porter joins us, former University of Pittsburgh All American, all time assist leader, basketball, baseball, football, and now track man out of Perry High School, but did most of his damage on the basketball court at Pitt University. When we had you in here about a month ago, Dap. And if I step on your toes, let me know. But you had enlightened us that it's not likely that Sean Miller is going to get called back to the University of Pittsburgh in lieu of the things that were being alleged of him. And that came true. And you kind of thought that there was a kind of a surprise coming to us in terms of who the coach might be. So, how do you see this new hire at your alma mater? Is it did you have him on your radar screen? Was there somebody else that you thought was coming?
Actually, I'm impressed with the hire. I was hoping that they would get Billy Knight, somebody with a little bit more background with the university.
I talked about Billy Knight as a candidate, as a matter of fact.
But Jeff is a good guy. I remember watching him play when he was in high school, and I coached against his dad. So he has a ton of experience.
Jeff Capel, out of Duke, the heir apparent to Coach K at Duke, it's been suggested. And if
Jarrell shook his head, no.
Well, it's been suggested. It may not be true, but it's been suggested that he was the heir apparent if he had stayed there. So, and look, let me just get and let me clear. Let me remind you of something. And I told you this a couple times. Don't disagree with me on this show about nothing. Now, if I say it's the heir apparent, he's the heir apparent. Now, moving along, this ain't golf. This is my, you know, this is my arena.
Someone needs to hit you on the other side of your head.
Did you not hear that he was being considered?
I sat here a month ago when you all were talking about there's no way that Pitt will hire a black coach.
No, I sat here and told you that
wasn't an issue.
Did
for
you
Pitt.
Not hear?
Darrell, were you here when we talked about that?
The question is, did you not hear?
Darrell shook his head.
That he was the heir apparent to Coach K. That's the question. Did you not hear that being suggested?
We can talk about that on the other side.
Can you answer that question now? Did you not hear that he was the heir apparent to Coach K?
I did not hear that. Okay. I heard that he was one, probably three.
Which means you have to start listening to me more. When I tell you stuff, take it to the bank. Now, Coach Jeff is locked in. You and I had the great privilege of being at the press conference. Masterful press conference, no band, no cheerleaders, no hoopla this year when they like they did when they brought in Coach Stallings. And I think the hire was a home run, and I think the coach handled it as masterfully as anyone can handle it.
He definitely had a plan when he came here, and the thing I liked about it, I saw an interview with you guys where he said they had to sell me on the university. So he sold on the university. He wanted to make sure that there was a balance, that they wanted him just as much as he wanted the university. So I think it'll work out.
And if you do some digging into his playing history, you will see that he was quite the player. Took his high school team to a state title, won several games at the buzzer kind of thing, and had some great games at Duke as a player. So basketball's in his blood, and it looks like, as Dap alluded to, this is the right guy for the job. So all that being considered, while Kevin continues to ponder if the golf expert is right or not, we'll take a break. Now, the golf expert has said golf is harder. The guest basketball expert said golf is harder, but Kev is still teetering on baseball is harder.
And so we're not having them back anymore, Bill. Well, This is it.
That's your call. All right, so we'll be right back in a moment to continue talking about this and many other things. We got to update you on the women's game and get back to the Masters a little bit. And your Pittsburgh Pirates are 4-0, and as long as the rain keeps coming down, they'll stay 4-0. We'll be right back in a minute.
It's tax season. Time to call RSG Accounting Services for your tax service needs. Call 412-742-4345. That's 412-742-4345. RSG Accounting Services provides accounting and tax service needs for business or personal. RSG Accounting Services wants to work for you and all your tax needs. Call us or email Mary Jo at RiversideSalesGroup.com. If you mention you heard this at Urban Media Today Radio, you'll receive a 10% discount. Riverside Sales Group LLC is proud to be an organization with minority ownership. RSG Accounting Services for all your tax needs. Call today, 412-742-4345.